All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. Today, Marcus only. Now, in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Thursday, October 27th, and gosh, there's a lot to talk about. Earnings are out and all over the place. Google missed earnings yesterday and dropped 9%. Then Facebook or Meta reported yesterday after the bell, it's getting destroyed. And there's a lot more going on today, and we will take a look at what's happening. And of course, I'll show you how we are trading these markets. By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. Usually, my head coach, Mark Hodge, is with me. He has something else going on today. Can't be here today, but he'll be back tomorrow. Anyhow, so both Mark and I, we are real traders who trade live accounts, and therefore we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And talking about fascinating world of trading, we're looking at the S&P 500 chart here, and the S&P 500 today is all over the place. We had three winning days in a row. Yesterday, the first losing day that we have had in a while. And today, if you look at a chart of a five-minute chart here of the S&P, which this one, there we wanted to go. Okay, anyhow, because Mark is not here today. So looking at a five-minute chart, we see that we are a little bit all over the place. Open a little bit higher, pushed lower in negative territory. Higher, lower, so it's kind of crazy. And if you're looking at the NASDAQ, it's even worse. The NASDAQ is negative right now. So why? What's happening? Well, these are basically earnings right now. And yesterday, Google reported earnings was getting, I don't want to say crushed, but plummeted 9%. Today, down another 1.5%, coming off the lows right now. So we had a little bit of follow through here. And here's why. I mean, Meta, formerly known as Facebook, reported earnings after the bell and is getting crushed. And we got to look at this and what's happening there. So weak fourth quarter forecast, their revenue declined in the third quarter. They're forecasting another revenue decline, and their Reality Labs division, which is responsible for all the metaverse stuff, lost over $9.4 billion in the first three quarters. And this is where people are saying, okay, Zuckerberg, what are you doing here? So you're trying to compete with TikTok and Snapchat. That's not happening. You're trying to push into the metaverse, and nobody wants to be in the metaverse just yet. So, gosh, if you look at the plunge of Facebook, from October last year, so within a year, right now we see we're down 75%. So I don't know how Meta will recover here. And we see that if you look at a daily chart, at a five-minute chart here, actually, it's trying to recover, but there's no real buyers just yet stepping in. So kind of crazy. We had a few others reporting earnings because that's really in the spotlight right now. So Ford reported earnings, a net loss in the first quarter, but still thus far, nothing, pretty much in line with the markets. Who else? Oh, yesterday we had Harley Davidson. Hog reported earnings, and look at this, up and away. So good earnings there. We had Caterpillar reporting earnings, bringing the Dow up today, the Dow up 1.3%. You see stark contrast to the NASDAQ that is down 0.7%. And this is just because Caterpillar, a heavyweight in the Dow or a Dow component, up 9% today. And then as we just talked about, Google, Meta, they are down here today. What else was going on? McDonald's, good old Mickey D. So McDonald's up here after reporting strong earnings, up 3.5%. And again, all of this is helping out the Dow. So what else is going on? Well, look at this. Cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin had a few good days. Right now, slightly down. But if you're looking at a 50-day moving average, we see that Bitcoin managed to close for several days above the 50-day moving average. So what does this mean? Does this mean that risk on again? Well, again, we are ways away from the 50-day moving average in in the S&P. We're getting there right now. It's acting a little bit as resistance, but definitely in the NASDAQ. So I wouldn't necessarily say risk on. Looking at a daily chart of the VIX. So the VIX is still falling, and this is the fear index. But. Today, we have more news coming out, more earnings. Today, after the bell, Apple is reporting earnings. And this is where everybody says, I mean, Apple, I believe that they're the most valuable company in the US right now, not in the world, but in the US. So, of course, everybody wants to know, how is Apple doing? And then also, let me get rid of the volume and the moving average here. After the bell, Amazon will report earnings. And we want to hear, what does Amazon have to say after Jeff Bezos recently said, well, the recession might hit us. So this where everybody's expecting that we might see a weak outlook here from Amazon going into the fourth quarter and in 2023. In terms of economic news, so let's take a look at what's happening there. So we had some economic news this morning. We had the advanced GDP, the gross domestic product, coming out, and it was positive. So you know that the Fed wants to slow down the economy, but initially the reaction of traders to this was positive. We had two quarters of negative growth in the US. And so this is where most people say, well, two quarters of negative growth should be a recession. However, the Bureau, whatever the Bureau is, decided not to declare the recession just yet. And the third quarter, seems that the US GDP has been growing by 2.6%. Core durable goods, these are the purchasing orders, came in negative. So again, that's all good because the Fed wants to slow down the economy to tame inflation. Unemployment claims pretty much in line with expectations. So no surprise here. The big one will be tomorrow. Core PCE price index. That is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge. And this is the last major inflation report that is coming out before the Fed meeting that we have next week. So talking about the Fed meeting next week, right now we see it's still almost certain that the Fed will raise interest rates by 0.75 point, 75 basis points. That's what the markets are expecting right now. But let's take a look at the probabilities that are dramatically shifting to actually for the December meeting that we have going on. So in the December meeting right now, look at how the tables have turned. Right now, most market participants think that the Fed will only raise interest by 0.5 percentage point. That earlier, if you look at the comparison here, earlier this month, a week ago here, that's where we saw that the probabilities were 75% for a 75 basis point hike. So this is where we just see nobody knows. And that's what we are seeing in the markets today. So again, looking at a 5-minute chart of the NASDAQ, we see that the NASDAQ is trying to push into positive territory, can't really make it happen. The S&P barely clinging on, 0.1% up right now. And the Dow Jones, again, helped by McDonald's and Caterpillar, still strong, but as you can see, not a whole lot direction today because traders are waiting definitely for the impulse today. So today, probably a very, very choppy day. And you see in the NASDAQ, it almost felt like a deja vu. So yesterday, the NASDAQ was first rallying strong and then moving lower. Also earlier this morning, we were rallying, now moving lower. We'll see where we stand at the end of the day. So let's take a look at a few open positions here that we have. And so going over to the PowerX Optimizer, we'll talk about new trades coming up. But as you can see, not a whole lot, but we'll talk about a few. So going to my watch list, Google, that is a company where both Mark and I own shares. I got assigned at 108, my break even at 104. I've been able to really nicely collect some premium here. Recently, I sold the 110 call, was able to buy it back yesterday. Right now, not in premium selling territory, but I'm not concerned about this. So from my assigned price, I'm down, like a little bit over 10%, I want to say maybe 12%. So no real concern there. NVIDIA. NVIDIA had a good day. Right out of the get-go today, up 5%, moved as much as 6% higher. Now pulling back a little bit, but still up 4.5% for the day. I originally got assigned at 195, flew a rescue mission, brought down my cost basis to 160.91, my break even at 145. So this is where probably, hopefully, sometime, maybe tomorrow after a good PCE report, or maybe next week, I might be able to sell some calls above my break even, probably below my cost basis, but that should be good. Okay, TPR, another one here. So TPR, stuck in this range here between 30 and 32, got assigned at 37, my break even at 33, 34. So right now looking to sell calls, probably somewhere between 34, 34.50, and hopefully I can do this next week. Not much to do there. Now, because of the rescue mission, you see, I usually like to distribute my buying power over five positions, but since I'm flying a rescue mission on NVIDIA right now, that's where I'm allocating one of the slots for the NVIDIA rescue mission. Haven't completed it just yet, so I just did the first one here, bring down my cost basis. I originally was planning to sell some more puts, or I did sell actually some more puts at 120. Hope to get assigned to bring down my cost basis to 145 and therefore my break even, probably to somewhere around 130, which would have been nice, but then NVIDIA for now is trying to rally. But so I'm basically right now allocating 1.5 positions to NVIDIA. And if we go over to the trading log, I just want to make sure, yes, we are looking at the right strategy. This is where you see how much of the buying power I have right now tied up in NVIDIA. So out of the 600,000 buying power that I'm allocating right now, 177,000 is going towards NVIDIA. 100,000 approximately towards TPR, 129,000 towards Google. So still plenty of buying power left. But since I'm tying up more in NVIDIA, I only have one slot left to fill for the wheel strategy. This is where I'm looking for a few more puts to sell for one company. And this is why right now I'm also being a little bit picky here. So we saw quite a few things popping up this morning. I actually removed the PE ratio so that in our mastermind call, we had some more popping up because not a whole lot going on. And I want to say probably the most interesting one that popped up this morning was Google. I mean, as you know, I'm already in Google, but right now, if you like to have Google in your portfolio overall, I mean, not a bad price to get it at. So right now you could sell puts expiring tomorrow at 91. So the question is, okay, what is the probability that Google will drop below 91 tomorrow? Now, obviously everything can happen because we have Apple and Amazon reporting and all of these tech stocks. I mean, they're used to be called FANG, as you know. Now they're called MAMA, which is Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, what else? Apple, and what could... Oh, and the last one is A, Alphabet, because Google is now called Alphabet. The ticker symbol, although still Google. So this is where you can say, what is the likelihood of this? Or then for next week, you could actually sell the 90 put. By doing so right now, you probably can collect around 80 cents in premium. So based on your account size, this would be a quick $1,000 up for grabs here. Again, if you like Google, obviously I am in Google, so I'm not doubling up on this position yet. And I'm also not planning to fly a rescue mission on Google just yet because in order to fly a rescue mission, I want to see that the stock is down at least 30%. Before that, it does not make sense. Well, we know that this week is a heavy earnings week. So somebody asked yesterday in the comments, okay, so you haven't sold puts in a couple of weeks. And that's true because as the markets were moving higher, right? So if you're looking at the S&P 500 here, we see that recently the markets have been moving higher. What I like to do then is selling calls. And that's what I did. So we sold some calls on LVS. We did sell some calls on Google. So that's what we did. And right now, yeah, I'm looking for opportunities to sell some more puts. But nothing really has popped up yet because looking at the scanner here, today. Again, the ones that popped up, ASO, Academy Sports, that's probably also a quite interesting one because we see that here we do have the minimum strike price below the lowest close indicator. So we can take a look at the fundamentals here and just see, do we like it? Oh, low P ratio of 6, I like this. Pays a dividend, we like this. Showing very solid quarterly revenue and profits and also annually. So that would be definitely one to consider here. Let's see, when do they report earnings? 43 days, and that's very typical. Retail is typically reporting towards the end of earnings season. So I want to see, that is definitely a maybe. I'll take another look at this and I might trade this because it seems that we have solid support. So do I want to own ASU, Academy Sports, and ASO? Sports and Outdoors, yeah, I think that they're a solid company. Do I want to earn them at $41? That sounds like a reasonable price to me. That has been range-bound here between 42 and 48 recently. So here we have to go out by a week. Tomorrow's expiration would be October 28th. There's nothing there. But for next week, November 7th, we could afford a drop in percent of 7 for over the next 8 days. That's not bad at all. Let's just see if I add this to the calculator. And based on my account size, I would collect $1,131 in premium. So over the last next 8 days, that gives me $126 in premium. That is not bad at all. Let me just see where the bid ask is, how wide it is. Because if I'm looking at the 41, oh, look at this. The bid ask is 42 over 53. So therefore, I could possibly even get 45 cents for this. This would be 44%. Kind of like this. I mean, so for today, if you are interested in Google, that would definitely be a candidate. Otherwise, ASO, definitely another candidate to consider here for the wheel strategy. Looking at the chart, looking at the fundamentals, let's take another look. Yeah, they're paying a dividend, low PE ratio, solid profitability. These are my main three criteria here. I like this. Hey, talking about criteria, I actually did a video of how to find the best stocks for the wheel strategy. So take a look at this. I'm linking to the video here. If you enjoyed this today, leave a like, and then we'll see you again tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.